Hello everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of a special joint podcast project between students from schools in the Czech Republic and Spain. We're excited to have you here. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence,
or AI for short.
We'll be bringing you the latest news, an interview with an expert in the field, and to top it all off, we'll hear from students in both the Czech Republic and Spain to get their take on AI. So buckle up and get ready for a fun and informative journey into the exciting world of artificial intelligence. Let's start with the news.
The news cycle is full of stories that will change your life. Let's get started. The European Union just announced a groundbreaking educational reform. Understanding the importance and impact of technology on young people, they're giving all students an extra month. That's right, an extra month of summer vacation starting next year. Sounds like a dream come true, right? Imagine all those extra beach days. Except, there's a tiny detail. Students will have to do some homework using their phones or computers during this extra month. Moving on, we have more life-changing news from Brussels. Following Brexit, the European Union has decided to say goodbye to English in classrooms across the European Union. Students will now have exciting new options like Irish or Finnish, but English will no longer be available. Imagine mastering those tongue twisters in Polish or the beautiful Greek alphabet.
Cześć babciu, jak się masz?
And finally, a story that might make language teachers feel nervous. Education ministers in Spain, the Czech Republic, and Sweden are apparently so excited with Duolingo, the popular language learning app, that they say language teachers are no longer needed. Students will just use their phones and special technology assistants in class who will help students use the Duolingo apps. That's it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
The interview. Today, we're diving into a topic that's changing everything, artificial intelligence, or AI for short. Joining me is Dr. Artur Inturík, a leading Czech expert in AI education. Dr. Inturík, thank you so much for being here today. We are extremely honored that you said yes to participating in our podcast project.
Thanks for having me.
Your expertise on AI in education is invaluable, and we're excited to share it with our students.
I'm excited to chat about AI with all the young minds out there.
Let's jump right in. AI is everywhere these days, from voice assistants to game recommendations. But how can AI be used in education?
That's a great question. Imagine a personalized tutor who adjusts to your learning style and pace, explains complex topics in an interesting way, and even grades your work with instant feedback. That's the potential of AI in education.
Wow, that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It might seem futuristic, but AI-powered tools are already helping students with things like language learning, practicing math problems, and understanding historical events through simulations.
That's awesome. So if AI is going to be a big part of our future, shouldn't teenagers be learning about it now?
Absolutely. AI is changing the world, and you deserve to understand how it works, its benefits, and even its limitations. Knowing about AI will prepare you for jobs that haven't even been invented yet.
Okay, this is all fascinating, but are there any downsides to having AI in the classroom?
As with any technology, there are some things to be aware of. For instance, AI systems rely on data, and if that data is biased, the results can be unfair.
So, it's important to be critical thinkers, even with AI?
Exactly. Remember, AI is a tool, and just like any tool, it needs to be used responsibly.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's crucial to develop your research skills to verify information from AI sources, just like you would with any website or book. By the way, do you remember the three news articles at the beginning of this podcast? It was all fake news created by AI. This goes to show how news, no matter how reliable the source might seem, must be fact-checked. That's not it. AI has been used in lots of illegal ways, like automated phone scams that trick people into sharing credit card details with criminals. Then there's AI and war propaganda, AI creating deepfakes. And I am sure this is only the beginning.
So what are three key takeaways for our young listeners about AI?
Number one, AI is here to stay, and understanding it will be a valuable skill for your future. Number two, AI can be a powerful learning tool, but it's important to be a critical thinker when using it. And number three, don't be afraid to ask questions and explore this exciting field.
Perfect advice, Dr. Intulik. Thanks so much for joining us and shedding light on the exciting world of AI.
It was my pleasure.
For more info on AI and resources for learning more, ask your teachers. They're there to guide you. Thanks for listening. And now let's hear from actual students what they think about AI.
AI, from our point of view, it can be very good if you use it in a well way, in a good way and with control, but it can also be very bad for us, and we have to be careful with it because it can cause a lack of privacy and it can steal personal data. It can help us making our life easier because it can make our life easier and more comfortable. But it can also be very bad because it can get people fired because some companies or in other places, it can steal that kind of jobs and the AI replace them.
I find it unbelievable how fast is it developing, the AI, because in a few years it got better, you know. But I think it will be in our future.
Artificial intelligence has been spreading nowadays. I think that it has some advantages and some disadvantages. Some of the advantages that it presents is that it could make our daily life easier by saving our time and money doing certain tasks, such as, for example, correcting exams. Another advantage is that it can help us to learn something new that it can be very useful. For example, it can give us some instructions in order to manufacture a certain product. On the other hand, I think that it has some disadvantages, such as it can control us by reducing our privacy. And finally, the last disadvantage that I think it has is that it can disemploy some people by replacing them.
I don't use AI that much, but I think that it can help you in some subjects.
Nowadays, AI has changed a lot of things in our current life. From my point of view, I think that we have to control it, because if it continues going this way, we'll have a huge problem in the future. talking about everything in our life, like personal data. But on the other hand, it can be so helpful and help us in all things we can do in life.
And it's really great what it can do now, because 2 days ago I made a presentation to our geography class in like 15 minutes using the Canva ChatGPT model.
I think that the artificial intelligence is unnecessary because it will control us in many aspects. However, it also could be an advantage in some aspects, such as medicine, transport, or construction.
I don't use AI, and I don't have any opinion on AI.
I think AI is our future.
I think that AI can be really useful. That's why I use it myself sometimes, but I also think that it makes people lazy.
As for me, AI is a real good thing. I use it for studying or exploring new information, but some people can misuse it.
From our point of view, the artificial intelligence has a beneficial but also a harmful effect on our society and well-being.
AI is going to give us an upgraded future if we give it a correct use.